Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, we are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, firing up our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
Well, Chris, as we continue rummaging through our NFL Walter Payton player of man of the year, I should say, as far as all those candidates who are out there now that we really got to give shout-outs to, it's almost like we can pick one at random. But I came across the Tennessee Titans candidate this year is safety Kevin Byard. And, you know, this guy's got a terrific history, Chris. He came out of Middle Tennessee, had a great career there as a safety, but was not invited to the NFL Combine, kind of passed over. And he was just an incredible, had an incredible final year there and just broke all their records on defense. But so when he got to the NFL, he had a kind of a chip on his shoulder and, my goodness, he's done so incredibly well. There's only been a few guys who've had more interceptions since they came in the league. And he's played every game for 5 years, Chris, has not missed a game. And so obviously he was an All-Pro in 2017. He continues to do incredible things on the field. But off the field is where he finally got recognized this year. He and his wife is named Clark, they established the Byard Family Legacy Fund, and basically it's just providing help to so many different people who need it. He's the he's been a spokesman for the United Way of Nashville, Chris, but his whole emphasis this year obviously is on school kids, and because of the distance learning, what he did this year was he personally packed and distributed more than 300 distance learning kits for these kids who needed it. Now, these include things like backpacks and hygiene stuff, Chris, and actually sporting goods for those kids that liked it. He actually delivered them to their door. You know, and he's been very, very instrumental with the tornado cleanup down there, what they had, you know, last spring. And he just continues to do everything the right way. He does Zoom meetings every week with kids and their parents, talking about, you know, different issues of race and things like that. He works closely with the Metro Nashville PD on police relations down there. And he also does something really good for cancer research. He calls it his 31 Tackle Challenge. Like some other guys we've mentioned in the past, fans can pledge monetary amounts for every tackle he makes. And he's been one of the best tacklers in the league. Especially the last couple years. So he's made an awful lot of money, for these charities. And, you know, he does, I mean, COVID is kind of curtailed some of the activities, but he normally would host at least four major programs every year, and their football camps and their, deliveries and all kinds of, things that would, help with financial assistance to, people that are really down in their luck. So he gets it, Chris. You know, again, I'm glad that we can still watch him play this coming week as they're in the playoffs, but I just hope people realize what kind of man he is off the field. So kudos to Kevin Byard, safety of the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, absolutely. What a great story. Rooting hard for that guy this weekend. So thanks for sharing that one, Bob. I'm putting my spotlight this week on Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins and his wife, Julie. Their foundation made a donation to People Serving People in the shelter up there in the Twin Cities. And it's a shelter for people who have become homeless and trying to get, you know, their lives back on track. But their donation allowed the parents of the family staying there to go out and buy Christmas presents, you know, for their children. 60 families living there currently, and their donation allowed each of those parents to have the autonomy to go out and buy their children whatever presents, you know, their kids wanted. The shelter arranged to take the parents to a local store where they could pick out, you know, what the parents knew the children wanted for Christmas. You know, unfortunately, due to COVID, you know, Kirk and his wife, Julie, were, you know, forced to join the family's Christmas celebration virtually. They couldn't go down to the shelter and be there in person, but they got to witness the, you know, the kids unwrapping the gifts and hearing them thank their parents for those gifts. Kurt, said, you know, hey, it was fun for Julie and I to participate, you know, in a small way to be able to sit back and watch, you know, truly blessed, you know, to, you know, give, then to receive and to watch the joy in the children's faces as they opened their presents and thanked their parents. That was a real treat for both Kurt and Julie. And it's not the first time, Bob, that the cousins have partnered with People Serving People. Last year, they hosted a Halloween party for the families at the Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center. Kurt said they were honored, you know, to be able to help that organization, to help families that have, you know, come across some hard times and needed someone to step in and help provide support and help put a roof over their heads and help the parents, you know, put smiles on the faces of their children, you know, at Christmas time. You know, kids, you know, don't really understand what's going on in those sort of situations. They just know it's Christmas time and Santa's supposed to come. And he and Julie were able to help make that a reality. So kudos to Kurt and Julie Cousins for making a big positive impact on the lives of 60 families this Christmas up there in the Twin Cities. Thought that was another great story, Bob.
Sure. I mean, the cousins, as you know, Kirk is very well paid, Chris. And again, a lot of these guys, they don't have to do these type of things. They could just sit back on their laurels and watch the money come in and everything. So it does take a guy that really cares to really get out there and reach people like he does. Again, and that's why we bring these guys up at the end of the show, because it should leave a good taste in everybody's mouth and make these people out there listening want to do similar things.
Man, that's a great point, Bob. And that's, you know, to your point, we say this a lot. That's why we do these right at the end, so that we end on a really, really high note and letting people know that, we talk about the knucklehead stuff from time to time. We try not to spend much time on that. But end the show on a bright note and let folks know that these guys are out there doing great things. These guys and their families are out there doing great things, and the impact that they have is really rewarding to us. So again, kudos to Kurt and Julie Cousins, and to Kevin Baird as well for being great citizens in their community. So thanks to both or all of those. All right, my friend, it's time for us to put a bow on this episode of Thursday Night Tailgate. We send out our thanks again to Victor Green, John Luke, and Gus Ferrat for being a part of the show tonight. And as always, Bob, I can't thank you enough for sharing your Thursday nights with
me. It's always my pleasure too, Chris. We were very fortunate to have three of our best friends join us tonight. So that was a special one. And I look forward to doing it next week.
Absolutely. And scheduled to join us next week are going to be former Bills and Steelers linebacker Arthur Motes. Looking forward to having Arthur on for the first time. Did a wonderful video for us for our 9th anniversary. You can find it on our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. Very, very energetic guy. So really looking forward to having Arthur as part of the show. As John Luke said a little earlier tonight, former heavyweight boxer Jerry Cooney going to be back with us. Looking forward to catching up with Jerry. He's got a wonderful book out. Check that out on Amazon.com. And a long-awaited return visit from Colts defensive line coach Brian Baker. So we're looking forward to having Brian as part of the show. Now, we know the Colts are in the playoffs, and we may have to juggle around Brian's schedule depending on the outcome of the game this coming week. But we've got Brian scheduled for this week. If they happen to win, we may have to reschedule to a little bit later on. But Brian's been a wonderful friend of the show going way back to when we started out. So yeah, I think he first joined us very early on in 2012. So looking forward to catching back up with Brian. Of course, Tony Collins, hopefully he'll be back with us next week for our 5-star picks of the week. Bob, got a text from Tony. Overslept. Fell asleep. He's like, yeah, hey, getting old, fellas. Fell asleep. So Tony's sleeping on the couch. But we got his pick. So we'll make that a part of the segment next week. But look forward to catching up with Tony as well. And obviously, we hope everybody listening will come back and be a part of the show and join us as well. On social media, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzeri. The show is at TNT Podcast. You can also visit us on Facebook. We've got a page for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate, plus Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Check out, like I say, check us out online, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll be able to keep up to date with what our guest schedule looks like. Plus, we've got the links to the show, so you'll be able to stream. If you've got, you know, the 2 hours, you'll be able to stream a whole show. Or if you want to break the show up into segments, whether that's, you know, on your commutes or whatnot, you can listen to your favorite individual segments on there and on your favorite podcasting sites as well. You can find us on Apple Podcast Radio.com, TuneIn Player.fm. We are at Podbean. We're all over the net. So if you've got a favorite podcasting site, you're likely to find us on there. And like Gus and I were talking about, Podcast Magazine, can't thank those guys enough for supporting this show, as well as me on the golf side next on the tee. And then, like I say, Gus is Huddle Up with Gus. We made it into their Hot 50 list. So if you don't mind, folks, we certainly appreciate your support. Go on to podcastmagazine.com. You can vote in their Hot 50 list every month. You can pick up the 3 podcasts. So we would certainly appreciate your support and the support for Gus's show as well. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Okay, Chris, I look forward to next week. And again, a pleasant 2021 to everyone out there. We also want to thank our terrific announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the wonderful job he always does with our intro and our ads. We also want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. On behalf of myself and Chris, we want to thank everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the most. Until next week, good night, Kevin. Good night, Terry. And good night, Rusty. We miss you guys.
Coming down the mountain, I take a breath of sin. Can't tell the day or time, but I know this day.